You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Welcome to SBS Radio, Eugene and Dario.
Thank you.
Eugene, Melbourne FC is all ready for their first India tour, taking on Kerala Blasters and Girona FC. What do you look forward to?
Yeah, looking forward to seeing India and having a pre-season camp there. We're there for over a week, so we've only been training for 2 weeks, but to keep getting fit, play some quality teams and improve on what we're doing. So to play these two quality teams so early pre-season, it's great for us, and it's a good standard, so hopefully it puts us in good stead.
Eugene, what have you prepared or what have you observed about Kerala Blasters players and their way of playing ahead of this tournament?
Yeah, their game's alive in Australia, so we get to watch a lot of the games down here. It's a very good standard, big crowds, and very exciting games. So a lot of good foreigners and the local boys are very good too. So we'll look more into Kerala Blasters once we get there and study them before we play them. But just overall, it looks like a very good league and very strong league.
The other club in the tournament, La Liga club, Girona FC, is a very strong team as well. They have beaten Real Madrid before. Is it going to be easy for Melbourne FC playing in India?
Yeah, it's very tough. They finished in the top half of the La Liga. Like you said, they beat some good quality teams. So, for us, it's a pre-season where, we're training hard. We want to win our games, but it's about getting fit and ready for the season. So, really looking forward to it. Like I said, two quality games where hopefully it lifts our standard leading into the season, and improving us is the main priority.
Can I ask one more question to you, Eugene? What do the Australian Melbourne FC team expect to bring back from the India tour?
Yeah, I've never visited India, so I love the experience, Indian football, but also the Indian culture. It's one country I've always wanted to go to, and I haven't had the chance, and now I get the chance to go, with the football club. But for us, our aim is to go there, train hard. We have a lot of new boys, so to get to know each other over the week or so, and improve in our pre-season, get fit, get stronger, and get ready for the season.
Now, can I ask you the next question, Dario? Dario, what impact will the World Cup have on this tournament?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. I think the whole world's gripped by the World Cup at the moment, and that can continue on. And we know with the Yellow Army of Kerala Blasters, they, regardless of what's happening, they come and support their team. So it should be a rocking stadium, and we're looking forward to it. And once we get in there, it won't have that friendly feel anymore, and it'll be two teams wanting to win. And so I think it'll be a great game and very exciting for us and for the fans as well.
Dario, what do you expect from Kerala Blasters when they play against Melbourne FC, which is a strong side, as well as Girona FC?
I've watched them a couple of times. I've seen, with the stadium and their fans and the way they play. Their captain, the central defender, he impressed me. He was a good player, so I'm looking forward to that challenge coming up against him. And I'm not exactly sure if the foreigners have changed, if David James has made some changes. I know Berbatov was there for the last season. I'm unaware if he's now coming back for this season or if they've brought in a few other players. So at the moment, we're very concentrated just on ourselves being early in pre-season. And so once we arrive in India, then we'll get more footage on Kerala. We'll watch them. We'll analyse them. We'll get to know how they play, where they're. Strengths and weaknesses are, and we'll try to exploit that. But it's two teams also working in their pre-season, so I'm sure both teams will be perhaps testing a few new technical and tactical things that have been worked upon within the time frame before those games. So we're looking forward to it. It'll be a good challenge. It's two teams facing each other for the first time, and it's very exciting. It's something we're really looking forward to, and I think it'll be a long-lasting memory once we leave India as well.
Now, we're coming to the training side of players ahead of this tournament. Can you explain a bit about the preparations ahead of the tournament?
Well, at the moment we're training a lot. So some days it's up to three sessions. So we'll be two times out on the field and one time in the gym. So it's quite long days. We're training very hard. We're being put through our paces quite thoroughly, and it's tough but enjoyable. I think then we'll see Kerala what they do. We'll be practicing how we like to play football and continue our style and keep high amounts of possession. And so I think they're a similar team. They want to have the ball as well. So it's going to be good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I think it's two teams that want to win, and that's always exciting for the fans.
Thank you, Eugene, and thank you, Dario, for speaking to SBS Radio.
Not a problem. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.